Tomorrow is the day when the United States of America will either confront this evil that we are possessed of, will exorcise much of it, or will make friends and peace with it, and will hasten the cataclysmic chastisement that we all must be due for enduring 49 years of Roe and all the other sex revolution atrocities that preceded or went afterwards. It really is, and it does come down ultimately to that. Here's a headline here for you, just to kind of drive, put a hammerhead on that nail and drive that point. Five states have abortion on the November ballot. Five states, California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana, have posed the future of abortion to their constituents in the upcoming midterm election. Now, yesterday, my priest at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Mandeville, Louisiana, did something that he is not supposed to do. He told the truth. And he gave his homily yesterday. And from the get-go, he said, today's homily subject is voting. There was a mild gasp from somewhere in the congregation. And before he began, he said, some of you are not going to be very happy with what I'm about to tell you. Some of you may even think that what I'm about to tell you is my opinion and that I'm wrong. And he goes, what I'm about to tell you is what you should already know, but I fear most of you don't. And then he proceeded to basically say pretty much what I have been saying here since 2013 or 2014. 2013, as it applies to voting, that you cannot throw in with evil. You can't excuse it. You can't choose the lesser of two evils either. If there are two evils, two pro-aborts, two tranny mammies, two pro-sodomites on the same ballot, you don't vote. He went on to say, because he didn't say sodomite, he went on to say that, and he used the term baby murder. He goes, you are Catholics, all of you in this congregation, 400 plus yesterday, you're all Catholics. You are forbidden. You are not allowed to aid, assist, help in any way, shape, or form the murder of babies, of the soon-to-be born. Someone that says that they're pro-abortion, you cannot vote for them. He goes, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm going to tell you who you can't vote for. And he said, this is not my opinion. This is the teaching of the church. And it is not said often enough, which is why it's a shock to most of you. I went up and I told him afterwards. I said, Padre, I said, that exactly pretty much what you said is what got me kicked off of the SiriusXM Patriot channel after 13 years of loyal, dutiful, top-ranked service. And I said, it has become a little-known urban legend that my demise was hastened by, I believe, the intercession of the Archbishop of the Diocese of Nutinoctitlan, who runs what they call on SiriusXM the Catholic Channel. And because I was getting a little too close to the mark on what you just said and was saying that, and they weren't, people were complaining about me to them, going like, You need to straighten this guy out. That's not teaching. What he's saying is not the truth. But what I was saying was the truth and is the truth. Five states will have abortion-related questions on their ballots on the November 8th general election. California, Michigan, and Vermont all have constitutional amendments on the ballot to protect the right to abortion in those states. They need to correct this because California's is going to put infanticide into their constitution. Current laws in California says a baby can be born alive as a result of a botched abortion. And the mother can choose whether or not the baby is cared for. In other words, you can throw it in a garbage can, and if it dies before 28 days, no crime has been committed because you tried to abort it. This is no one making a choice about their own body. This is straight up human sacrifice here, folks. I don't want to start your Monday morning with a downer, but this is what's on tap. Kentucky has a proposed constitutional amendment to restrict the right to abortion. Montana, which has a constitutional right to abortion, has a referendum that may squeeze medical providers accused of intentionally letting infants die, what I just told you. And then California, Michigan, and Vermont have proposed amendments. By contrast, Kentucky's measure, if approved, would assert that there is no constitutional right to abortion. Can you just imagine this? I just look at the terminology. We talk about nominalism all the time here. Just look at the words. Constitutional or constitution based right to abortion. Prior to Roe versus Wade, which was inherently, it wasn't just inerrant, it was perverted, which was written in a perverted, error-soaked manner. That term did not exist. Constitution, right to abortion. The closest thing that would have existed at the time would have been the bill that, to his eternal shame, Ronald Wilson Reagan signed as governor of California that gave California women first trimester privileges to murder their soon-to-be born baby. You know that Reagan spent most of the rest of his life after he learned, around the same time that Dr. Bernard Nathanson learned, that as the science grew and Reagan learned of what ghastly enterprise he had helped unleash, he spent the remainder of the rest of his political life and his political career trying to mitigate the damage. People get to go and vote on whether or not to erect in their state Tepeyac Hill. Tepeyac Hill is where the pyramid of Tenochtitlan is. At the top of the pyramid of Tenochtitlan, you've seen a Mel Gibson movie, Apocalypto. You know some of what went on up there. What Mel didn't show in that film is that in between ripping the hearts out of the captured Aztecs or other nearby tribes, what they did for fun in between was sacrifice live babies at the top of that same temple. We look back on that today. Well, most of us do. You know, if you're Mario Cuomo Quattle or Hateful Hockle, Satan's Apostle, you look back at this, you look and they go, oh, those were the good old days. You know, when we were able to just, when they could kill and they could even say that they were killing for Quetzalcoatl, That's the name of the god, or the demigod, that they supposedly were sacrificing, Quetzalcoatl. California now has a new Quetzalcoatl. His name is Gavin Gruesome Newsom. New York has a new Quetzalcoatl. Her name is Hateful Hockle. Michigan has a Quetzalcoatl. Her name is Gretchen Dimwitmer. The state of Oregon has Quetzalcoatls. Washington has a Quetzalcoatl. Vermont has a Quetzalcoatl. I fully expect that these ballot initiatives in Oregon, in California, in Vermont, and in Montana. I don't know about Montana. I don't know if there are enough libtards have been imported from California in there for that one. But in the other three states, I fully expect that the rabid Quetzalcoatl worshiping citizens will demonstrably approve the murder of the soon-to-be born. Let me ask all of you a question then here. As the blood moon is rising, how does one have any statecraft or economic interactions, dealings, treaties, truces, economic exchange with those three states?